half of the world famous Ball Alert Show. I'm the kid Ferrari Simmons.
I am your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
What's going on with your voice, Sue? What's going on with your voice?
It's the hookah, man. I got chill.
Oh, man. And you already know it's all produced by me, OCT. What they do, baby?
Hey, and then we got my, I like to call her a friend. She crazy as hell, but she she has a super dope heart, super dope person. I've seen this young lady grow into who she's becoming right now. She's a super talented star. She can play the piano. She can songwrite. She can produce a little bit. Television. There's so much things going on. Miss Johnny Blaze.
Hey, welcome to the Ball Alert Show, Johnny.
Hey, what's up?
So exciting because I think a lot of people just know you for being like super animated, super real, super upfront, honest. Like, you have a good time. So it's exciting to have you on the Baller Alert.
I'm really happy to be here too, because you guys, specifically you two, Sue and Ferrari, like, you guys have showed so much love, and it's crazy to see and also exciting to see friends interview me and really talk about my life and my music and stuff. And I'm on a whole nother level with so much things is in store that I want to tell you guys about. So thank you for having me. And Octavia, thank you so much for having me too. I appreciate you. And I'm, what are we talking about?
You see,
I'm talking about you.
She's really nice. Like, she's really a sweetheart.
For sure.
Until.
It took me, you know what's crazy? It took me 2 years to get like this. Now it's like when I have situations, I really do think before I do things, because when I calmed down, so many opportunities opened up. I got back on TV. I'm on Growing Up in Hip Hop season 4. Thanks to Deb, me and her, you know, reconciled and we're cool. I did over during COVID, you know, I've just been like working. So I'm excited, you know.
Now, some people might not know what you mean by it took me 2 years to get here. Where did you come from?
So, you know, my background was pretty crazy. We all know I was very drama queen, just angry. I was angry at other people for my mistakes. And it takes a lot to admit the first step is like, I'm wrong as hell. So let's fix these things. I don't drink. I can drink one shot and pass out and go to sleep because my tolerance is that low. Like, I took out things I didn't need. I took out things that I knew would trigger off the anger and the pain. And it's the first step is to focus on the things that hurt you, the things that are negative, and get it out the way, because you can't go further. It's two contracts in music. It's a contract within yourself and a contract that you have, whether it's a distribution deal, whatever it is that makes you blow. And that first one is your mental contract with yourself. You got to get yourself right. So that's what I did for 2 years. I stepped off of TV, stepped back, came back and started doing interviews, and people started seeing me and using my social media and my friends around. And I was like, you know what? Let me just put this whole EP together, express myself through it, do 9 videos. Let's do 9 songs.
Wait. Don't say that yet. We're going to get to that in a second. Wait a minute.
I love that you talk about it.
But yeah, that's the growth. That was the growth, basically. Sorry, I'm excited. That was the growth of the 2 years as far as the mental, and that's where you see now. It took me 2 years to get this calm.
Back to the Baller Alert Show, starring Octavia March, Ferrari Simmons, and Sue Solo.
Okay, I got a question. You're very open, and the ladies could probably help me out with this. You're very open with getting procedures done to your body.
Yeah.
I always see the girls just disappear for like 3 weeks, and all of a sudden, boom, she has a Coke bottle shape. And then I'm over here like, wait a minute, you never used to look like that. But you, Johnny, like, you actually say, hey, y'all, I'm about to go get surgery done on XYZ.
I've always been an open book. What works for me, for example, Miracle Watts, for example, I love her. I spoke about her the other day. She's quiet. That's her thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what made her big, being beautiful, her business as a black female in the industry. That's her thing. For example, mine was the girl that goes in Walmart and you see the hood baby, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, how you doing? So that kind of helped me being the person that I am to talk about anything. I was always an open book. I don't care what it is. You can't judge me. So why not talk about your surgery? Like, that works for me. Now, some other people might be quiet and then start working out in the gym and be like, oh, this is what happened. That's not me. I do 3 to 4 days out the week of boxing and stuff. The only reason why I have it now is because I just had recently 2 weeks ago. I do mess up and eat crazy stuff, but I still eat healthy majority of the time. And I do lipo. I do my boobs. I did, you know, my butt. Like, and I don't have no shame in it because it's going to encourage somebody else to call me and be like, can I get the number? Sure. I'm that girl. You know, so that works for me. I've just always been like that. And I don't think it's nothing wrong with no surgery. You know what I'm saying? Get a little flupa, want to get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? So that's me. But I don't know if that would be for everybody else. So
what about Sue Solo's forehead? You know, she got a large forehead.
It's nothing wrong with her forehead because I got a forehead Ferrari. Ferrari, you capping right now because your hat, you with us. You're with us. Actually, all four of us, because Octavia thinks she's slick with that little curl and nice hair. You with us too? Yeah. Actually, you thought I'd see it. No. My lace front saved me today. We put it down a little bit, but Ferrari, Sue,
I got a big
boy. We in that light bulb head. But we like probably like the smartest and educated and got all types of ideas. See, that's all that matters. I got you, Sue.
Thank you, Bull.
You're welcome. Okay, Ferrari, wow. Trifling as hell.
Don't be coming for my five-head Ferrari, Cindy. Anyway, though, I did think it was interesting that you asked that question, Ferrari, because I wanted to talk about, you know, plastic surgery as well, because you are so open with it. So because you are in a place where you feel more calm, maybe less angry, is there any surgery that you regret having now?
No, I don't regret nothing that's happened in my life. I feel like things happen in your life. I know that some people don't know that anger for me. Just a little history of my stuff, like the things that I went through from human trafficking and just as a child being taken, like 16, you feel me? Like drugs and all these things. It's like it prompted me into being this person and being very open. I don't think, absolutely not. It's like I'm just going to live my life and be positive and show people to be themselves and, you know what I'm saying? Be open about anything. I don't regret anything that's happened to me. Everything that's happened to me from the bad, the ugly, has made me into this person that I am now. You know what I'm saying? You have to go through something in order to structure yourself into this phenomenal person. And I definitely feel like those things have helped me. It doesn't make me sad no more, the things that I've went through. I look back and I'm like, yo, I did that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did that, meaning like I overcame that. So it's like, I don't be giving a damn.
Associate plastic surgery as, you know, something that comes from being insecure about something, especially when somebody has it or is as open about it as you are and they have, you know, quite a few procedures, people kind of just assume that, okay, maybe this girl is insecure. Like, she don't have
it. Oh, hell no, I ain't insecure. I'm just keeping it real with myself. I'm a singer. I need to look good. I don't want to have a fat stomach. I don't like the auntie arms. The shit got to go. What you mean? Can we curse on here?
Absolutely, yeah. Girl, you got it.
Oh, well, shit, damn, fuck. I don't want this shit. Like, I want to look good. I'm a singer. I play 6 instruments. I've always had, like, the body, or whether or not I did surgery or not, I just wanted it to look better. I like looking like a little figure eight. Sometimes it might look like a whole big O, you know, when I eat a lot, but we shape it back down, you know? So
fun too, right?
It's okay.
Is that it, like, ab implant?
Yeah, I got surgery to do ab work. I was looking like a little Ninja Turtle. And then when it smoothed down, it was all flat and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? So I did it because I know that I work out a lot and I got big thighs naturally. So I want things to match. Like when I got my boobs done, I didn't want it to be crazy. I wanted it to just be natural and look good. After a while, you got to work out. So I do 3 to 4 times boxing, 1 hour at the Loft with Mr. 2 Weeks and Mrs. 2 Weeks. They got a phenomenal gym, and I go there and it helps me out too. And then they have meal prep, so it all comes within. It's not just doing lipo or doing whatever and then doing it. But yeah, I got me some abs, you know what I'm saying?
So maybe you can send me the doctor's information, because
Dr. Curves, I send it to you in your DM. You see how easy it is for me to say it, shop?
You trying to get some abs, Rari?
No, men get it too.
I'm tired of all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got
men get it too.
500 sit-ups in one day.
You trying to get money good? You trying to get the abs?
Right. Ferrari gonna come out of nowhere and just have like flat. You have an OnlyFans.
Oh, so if you get the abs, you gonna do OnlyFans?
Yeah, I do OnlyFans, but the money gonna go to my wife, Tanisha.
Yes. I feel it.
If Ferrari get his abs done, he can never talk about my forehead ever again.
Yeah, you off limits.
That's true.
Abs.
It's no, only, I'm not going to happen.
That's a fair exchange.
I do have a question, though. So let's take it a little further back. I first saw you in the strip club.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about that right there and why you stopped doing that.
Oh, OnlyFans.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show. You're listening to the Baller Alert Show.
So on OnlyFans, now I've seen some people make approximately anywhere from $500 to $50,000 a month on OnlyFans. What can you break down OnlyFans and exactly what it is?
OnlyFans is for your fans, whatever fan base you have. You can be, for example, Cardi B does all her behind the scenes of her videos. Eventually, you know, I want to get to that, but what everybody know me in the strip club for was twerking. So I just sell twerk videos and stuff. I'm not going to lie. My brother asked me for $1,000 and I sold my feet oiling them shits for like $1,000 and sent it to him. Like, it's easy. It's nothing that has to be pornographic. It's just what people desire. What they like. I don't have to see you anymore. I don't have to be from 10 to 3 in a club stripping, even though shout out to Blue Flame, I love them. But I'd rather be 10 to 3 in the morning in the studio. So OnlyFans helped me, my situation as far as what you can sell on their twerk videos. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So you generate all this money and I just quit stripping. Now I can focus and I can be in my house and I can do my recordings and everything else that I love to do. It was a big stress. So it all depends on what you sell on there. People do twerk videos. People have ways of showing how to market their YouTube so they get the ideas. And if you want to find out, you got to pay $500 for this video on my OnlyFans to figure out how to boost your YouTube. You know what I'm saying? It's all types of things you can sell. Then you generate the money by, I created this thing where I don't take nobody's money. I get from the low following girls and a couple of girls that have high following, some that are black, Asian, white, dark skin, you know, a BBW girl, put them all in a group and you rotate the fan bases by doing shout out for shout out. And you just generating the fan base that'll go and subscribe. And whatever you subscribe, they're paying that plus whatever that they request from you. So it's really just like a whole marketing thing. It really helped me out a lot. I killed my EP. And visuals. You think a visual sign. I mean, it's going to happen soon, but you know what I'm saying? That's how I'm moving with my money. So
yeah, a lot of people are in the OnlyFans space right now because like you said, it
went up 73%. And when everybody clowned, I will never forget where I had 5,000 comments talking about some, oh my God, she's doing this, probably this, and that. When they seen I did that 500,000 in less than 6 months, then it was COVID. Then it went up 73% because nobody's going to the strip clubs. And I love the strip clubs. You can't, though, at that time of COVID. And all of a sudden, everybody's on OnlyFans. It goes up 73%. So it's just all in how you look at it. I think people shine away from things because they don't understand. But then when they start getting it, then they catch on. I was never that girl. I'm just going to do it. And I'll wait for y'all. I'm never a freaking follower. I'm always going to be the one that's like, let me try this. You know what I'm saying? And it worked for me. It really did. It put my music, my production, my videos on a whole nother level, like movie type of videos, you know? So thanks, OnlyFans.
Art lessons.
All right, well, let's get to this music because you got some music.
Thanks to you for the single.
Yeah, you got this song that's super dope. It's called The Carlton. It hasn't came out yet and it's doing good.
What do you mean, thanks to Ferrari? What does this mean?
Okay, so I started the project at the beginning of like February. I was so frustrated and I was just like, I need some records, some beats. And he sent me Carlton and shout out to Slick and McNabb, which is his producer, McNabb. And they wrote the record and it was just amazing. Like the whole way I said, speak like me. You know what I'm saying? And I have no shame. And the thing is, people are like, oh my God, this person writes for you. Da-da-da-da. Yes, it's a team.
It's okay.
It's a team. I don't be giving a damn.
Music.
It's a hit. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, I'm a little different, you know? So shout out to them. And he listened to it. He was like, yo, this is a hit. I said, I'm going to do a video to it. Did the video. Nice skin Keisha's on it. And it was just like, when we're going to drop it and then we fade it out, which is this Friday, the video. And Yeah, so that's why I say thank you to him.
And that's another thing, like, people don't realize that you need a team to put together a masterpiece, because when so many people just try to do it alone or try to shun other writers or producers for other artists, it's like,
it's that's why you have to.
What was that?
No, I was saying it's a hurtful feeling because people just want to be acknowledged. It's nothing wrong with telling somebody, hey, or shouting out. I said this the other day, and I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry, because I was thinking about how people will shout out a celebrity, but they won't even support their own people and won't even, they'll say happy birthday to somebody they never met, but won't support their own brand, their own friends, stuff, their company. And I'm not that person. I don't give a damn if you have 20 followers. If you're my friend and you just had a lipstick line or whatever, I'm going to support it. So it's all about just, you know, people just want to hear their name, you know what I'm saying, dropped maybe, or just the love, like, and that's me.
Well, I'm proud of the evolution of Miss Johnny Blaze. Can you explain your first name? Because I always pronounce it.
Okay, so my first name is Japelle, but the American way is Japelle. But it's Japelle. My middle name is Von Krishna, and then my last name is Jackson.
So what's your nationality?
My mom's German and black, and my dad's black. I was born in Moody Air Force Base, about Austin, Georgia. I lived in Germany, Franklin, came back to the States, Florida, Houston, New York, Detroit, then back here. Well, a little bit of Philly, and then back here to Atlanta.
So can we hear this new music? Are you going to present it on the new season of Growing Up Hip Hop?
Yes, I actually got the opportunity, and this is what I love about the WeTV, is we get to talk about it versus some shows don't, they won't let you. But yes, I actually got the opportunity to get the production to film the behind the scenes for TV of Carlton, and it was the craziest. They were just like, you signed? I'm like, no, this is just a team. This is a group of 50 plus people. They got the chef, the assistant, the glam squad, everything. You know what I'm saying? A little smoke, you know what I'm saying?
How was taping this this go around versus how it usually is?
Man, I'm like Ray J's hat. I just be minding my business. I just be floating like I don't have no drama. This is probably the best season I ever had. Like this, yeah, this is definitely like the best season I ever had. Definitely, because it was no drama. Like, I didn't want to be in confrontation. It wasn't for me. I know the stuff and the time that I spent on my project. So why would I want to waste it in front of 17 million people? So
did you and Deb actually make up on camera on this season, or? Because I don't think I remember seeing it.
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
That's a good question.
So when is when can we expect the WeTV to drop? Like, is that coming
December, January? I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, we worked through COVID. Literally, nice. I watched these people risk being sick. Thank God nobody ever got sick. They were very professional, COVID testing and everything. I tested 7 times.
It's necessary, man. Well, listen, I'm glad to see you back on the show, because I didn't know what happened to you after, you know, when you departed from it. But I'm glad that you're going to be on this next season coming up, and I'm excited to see it.
I'm so excited, and I'm happy that I got opportunity to just show my music. I can let y'all know that 90% I showed majority music, and that's the best feeling ever. I think this is my best season. It's amazing. I've never seen it. I literally cried because I was just like, oh, you go, bitch. I'm proud of you. Yes. Get your anger under control, heifer. All right.
You did that.
I did that. Yeah, so I appreciate you guys for just giving me a platform. I don't think people know how important it is to really network, and your mouth is free. You know, it's nothing wrong with just talking to somebody and networking and being friends. So I appreciate you guys for having me.
Listen, we're very proud of you. What you've been through, where you are right now, we just want you to know that you're necessary.
Thank you.
I want to tell y'all too. She telling the truth, because usually when she is about to go crazy, she'll call me and be like, "Fern, you better get him, because I'm finna go." Oh. I ain't had that conversation with her since, like, I want to say March.
For real, it's fine. Like, I really like the space I'm in. I love it. I wouldn't let nobody take that from me. I worked hard for that shit, like, to get here. So I appreciate you guys for giving me a platform to show people this side. If finally.
For sure.
It's been a hell of a year, and obviously your personal growth is really just helping your career go to the next level. So we're excited to see where you go with it, girl.
Thank you. That's
awesome. Make sure you come back now.
I will. Thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate you.
For sure.
All right. The world famous Johnny Blaze. We'll see you next time.
Baller Alert.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms @Baller Alert or log on to BallerAlert.com.